God calls us to serve him in spite of our sins. After he purifies Isaiah, God asks, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? There's a message to be delivered. Who's going to go deliver it? Isaiah gives his unequivocal response. Here I am, send me. What great enthusiasm for serving God. Known seminarians and others who had that zeal for serving God. And Isaiah became, of course, a great prophet. Peter heard words of mercy when Jesus said, do not be afraid. Yeah, I know you're a sinner, and you're going to sin some more against me and my people, but I know that. But Peter sensed mercy in those words, and the Lord said, from now on, you'll be catching men, human beings. Peter left his boat, followed Jesus, becoming the leader of the apostles and a zealous preacher of the gospel. And Paul knew that the Lord forgave him for persecuting the infant church, and he boldly embraced his role as an apostle. As he said, by the grace of God, not my own doing, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Paul excelled in bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. So we cannot use our sense of unworthiness to refuse to serve God in whatever he calls us to do. Yes, we must strive with his help to overcome our sins for our benefit and that of those we will serve. But if God calls us, we must have the spirit of Isaiah. Here I am, send me. The private cannot tell the general, I will not do what you command.